So today I'm joined with the vice president of the Calgary chapter for Mad Canada Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Aaron Libby. Aaron, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Right now, it's the holiday season. Everybody's going to be festive. People are going to be having fun. The big thing right now is going to be a lot of impaired driving. What are some conversations parents should be having with their young drivers around this time?
I would say the most important would be like straight up. Don't drink and drive. Don't use drugs and drive, right? Phone a friend, have a designated driver. Worst case scenario, if you're the designated driver and you end up going under the peer pressure and having a drink, man up, make a phone call. There's so many options out there. Worst case scenario as a young person, even older on, adults, phone your parents if you have to, right? They might be upset that they got woken up in the middle of the night to come get you and whatnot, but they'll be happier than pigs in mud come morning that you're still alive and you're at home. I don't know how to express it enough. My kids aren't of age, but I've got a colleague with the chapter. She lost her daughter 20 years ago, and you want those hugs. Part of her story was she met with her daughter and like the whole family had breakfast. She's like, "Mom, do you want your hug? I'll get it later. I'm going to see you later on. I'll grab two." So you're always looking for that hug or all these things that you're never going to have again. So it's very important to have the conversation. There's so many options, 100% preventable.
What kind of numbers are we seeing with impaired driving? Because we've been hearing it a lot more lately, but what are some of the numbers that we're currently seeing?
Our latest stats were every hour in Canada alone, there's 10 impaired or federally or provincial roadside sanctions, which is still pretty high. Our old stats were people were killed and 187 were injured daily, coast to coast in Canada. It's devastating. Like when I do school presentations and we have one of the students pull out their phone, do the math of what it's like every week, a month, a year, 5 years down the road. If we were to meet in the same place and you're looking at like 36,000 or 360,000 people injured in a year, 7,200 are killed.
It's more than just you get in trouble. There's a lot more consequences to it. What are some of the other consequences that can come out of this kind of behavior?
For the offender, initially, it's all administrative. They're going to seize your vehicle, your license. You're going to get a pretty huge fine, and it basically hits you in the wallet. If it's impaired, like you're over the 0.08, you're going to lose your vehicle for, say, 30 days, right? You're going to have the impound. You're going to have all your additional taxis, buses, whatever it is that you need to get around. But on the flip side, me personally as a survivor, here I am almost 10 and a half years, and every day is reliving it. I was just at Costco. I had to drop my stuff and leave one of those speaker systems, and it started with sirens and that type of sounds. I just had to drop and leave, and this is 10 and a half years later. Like, we're living a life sentence for them a few months in jail, right?
Now, for resources on how to have those conversations and resources and just knowing more about impaired driving, where are some of the best resources for members of the community and even families?
Go online, even search to do with impaired driving. Calgary Police Service has, they even have a check stop video that we had done last year where it was like a drone and it comes through and there's stats popping up on the road as we go. And it was in conjunction with our partnership with Calgary Police Service. Mad.ca will give you a lot, and we've got our online pamphlets and we do peer-to-peer support on Zoom every month for, I want to say, 10 different programs like man-to-man, loss of a child, survivors dealing with injuries, that type of stuff. We also have volunteers that are victim support volunteers. So we support a lot of victims that have, whether they've lost somebody or injured, lots of knowledge. It's just a matter of reaching out.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today and thank you for sharing.
Thanks.